Hello everyone, welcome to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is An Indian Cooking Class. Thanks for joining me today. Remember that I have a few grammar notes at the end of the podcast and that you're welcome to join my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. An Indian Cooking Class. I love to learn, especially when what I'm learning is practical and meaningful. And also, being from England, I love Indian food. Most people who are not from England think of English food as boring, or that we only eat fish and chips or roast beef. Oh, those stereotypes can be so wrong. For a very long time, our national dish in England has been curry, which, yes, is absolutely Indian. In fact, there are more than 10,000 Indian restaurants in England. We're crazy about the spicy, rich food. And if you know your history, you'll know that the English-Indian connection comes from the days when India was a British colony. Well, a few weeks ago, when I was having dinner in the only Indian restaurant in Wenatchee, I saw a poster there advertising Indian cooking classes. I quickly signed up. So yesterday, I and about 15 other people turned up at the house of the restaurant owners. We were each given a booklet of recipes. Dee Dee, the master chef, did all of the cooking while we stood around and took notes. Her house filled with the smells of garlic, ginger, coriander and masala. One by one, we had samples of each dish. The four-hour class went by fast, and I drove home imagining myself producing these dishes for my family. The first thing that I'm going to make for them will be chicken curry, with cream and coconut milk. I can already smell it. Okay, number one, the phrase, if you know your history. Well, it's an interesting phrase, really. I'm not saying if you know the history or if you know your own history. So why do we use the word your if you know your history? What it means is, if you know the history that you should have learned in school, or if you remember the history that you learned. That's what the your means, if you know your history. And really, it doesn't really refer to you. What it really means is there is a history about a place. Do you remember it? A. If you know your history, you'll remember that the west of the United States was settled only about 150 years ago. If you know your history, you'll remember that the west of the United States was settled only about 150 years ago. Number two, the word a booklet. A booklet. Well, the little L-E-T, or let, at the end of the word is what we call a suffix. It's a little attachment and it's diminutive. It means small. So you'll find this L-E-T in other words like owlet, meaning a baby owl, or applet, which is like a small application for computers. So the L-E-T is diminutive. A. My new vacuum cleaner came with a booklet of instructions. My new vacuum cleaner came with a booklet of instructions. B. The local council produced a booklet about the statues in the local parks. The local council produced a booklet about the statues in the local parks. And number three, one by one. Well, it's a very easy phrase. You can probably just imagine what it means. It's very similar to saying one at a time. One at a time, however, is often used as a command when you tell people to take their turns, especially talking to children. One at a time. Also, one by one has more of what I would say a storybookish feel to it. It's the kind of phrase that you would use in descriptive writing or in a story, one by one. It has a slower feel to it. It's a little bit more pensive, a little bit more thoughtful. A. One by one, the children stepped into the dark, abandoned building. One by one, the children stepped into the dark, abandoned building. B. We let the balloons go, and one by one, they floated up into the sky, their colours shining brightly against the blue. We let the balloons go, and one by one, they floated up into the sky, their colours shining brightly against the blue. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you're having a wonderful autumn. If you have any questions or comments about my podcast, please feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.